Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello. Oh. Hello, everyone. This is our extra lippy episode with a very hiccupy Robin.
I know. Hopefully I'll survive.
You've got to use that. Come on. This is our advice. You need to, your voice needs to be prepped and poised. I hate the hiccups. Don't worry. You can do this. I just like to swallow it back.
Do you? Yeah.
We're just going to have to roll with it.
Okay.
This is our episode where you send in your dilemmas, your issues, stories, anything. Please keep sending them in. You can send them in to the Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast. Robin's holding her nose so she doesn't pick up. You got this.
I think I might have got rid of them, guys. I'm really sorry. There's nothing worse, is there?
It's horrible. I hate it.
But also as well, we're busy gals and this is when we're recording.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll get through it, even if there's a few hiccups along the way.
Hey, pardon the pun.
Oh God, that was awful. Right, let's kick this one off then. Okay, so this is from Olivia. I had a crush for months. We had flirty moments, but I could never make a move. I figured it wasn't meant to be, despite others commenting on the tension. We had a nice pub night out and I felt the sparks with this guy. We were holding hands and talked for hours. I went home and the next day I found out that night that he had slept with my friend.
Oh,
I know it's nothing to do with me, but now I need to listen to her talk about how it was, etc. And it breaks my heart. I feel silly. Should I open up about my feelings to her? I know nothing will happen, but all those pent-up feelings are going to take some time to shift. Neither of them did anything wrong, but I still feel horrible about the whole situation. Any advice is appreciated.
Oh, Yeah, I'm on her.
I really feel for you, Olivia, because when you like someone, why does that happen? Why does, as soon as, I feel like this is, it's always the way, you fancy someone, you fancy them for years even, suddenly something starts to happen and then something else comes along and just like fucks it up.
I know what you mean. I do wonder if like there's certain people that you're just like not meant to be with. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, I hate saying that, but I just feel like sometimes there's just always something. Though I do think that's kind of bad. Like, was your friend there? I want to know that.
I know. I need to know some of the background because, okay, so you were holding hands and everything sparks with the guy. And then that night, oh, it says I went home and the next day, that night he'd slept with my friend. Yeah, it doesn't really say whether she saw that going on. I would assume that either she didn't or she didn't think it was that big of a deal. Because sometimes as well, when you fancy someone, I know I've done this, like, I really fancy them, but I play it so super cool that like no one else would really know. But in my head, I'm like, oh, we've had a little look and we've had a whatever. But then that's not always enough.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Something very similar happened to me when I was at college, actually. It just all came back just then. But again, like you said, like my friend just didn't actually know.
Yeah.
Because again, you just don't really, I don't know. You don't really like to put yourself out there. And if it's been ages and you've been waiting to like make a move like Olivia has, then you're kind of like, I don't know. Sometimes I think in the nicest possible way, we kind of make it something that's not in our heads. And it's like, that's not actually translated over to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to be. The thing is, if it's your friend though, you'd think that, I don't know, obviously they didn't already know though, you know, and you've not said, they can't, I don't know, they can't be that close to a friend maybe because, I don't know, maybe they'd know. It's so rubbish though, the one time something starts to happen. And then thing is, it's not all hope is lost or anything. Like no one's done anything wrong and you know, but it's also so difficult now. Like I know I've had this where I found out someone that I'm speaking to or whatever has slept with my friends, like in a previous life or whatever. And even that, it's quite hard to, you know, even though you were nothing to do with it, it was a while ago, it still makes you think something.
Yeah, it's still kind of there, isn't it? That's the trouble. If it was me, Olivia, I'd say, shoot your shot. Because I would say, at the time, it's really funny. I think you're kind of wrapped up in like, maybe like your friendships or, you know, what you feel for this guy or da da da. And then I think as years go on, you start to realize that actually you have made it bigger in your head in that moment. And actually, you might just regret not ever just saying something.
Yeah, and they might have slept together. It not mean anything. It's just a very unfortunate circumstance. I definitely speak to your friend though. Like I would definitely bring it up because you don't want them to then maybe start a thing or whatever without saying how you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should definitely speak to your mate and just say, look, you might not even have seen this, but I do really fancy that guy.
Yeah, I mean, if it was me as well, I'd say to the guy, like in a way that's like cool, calm and collected.
Oh, always difficult.
But I would, because I don't know, I just think, yeah, if I think back to years ago, I as a general rule, not even just in love but in life, I just think like you only regret the things you haven't said rather than the things that you have.
Yeah, that's very true. Also, I feel like with like guys and with like people that you fancy, sometimes the timing just does have to be right. Like it's funny, there's a guy I fancy and have done for a while and he's single at the moment and I refuse to say anything and my friends have been like,
why not?
No, I can't do it.
Oh my god, Soph, you're gonna regret that. You're actually gonna regret.
He's gonna get a girlfriend and I'll be like, because the thing is, I might not even like fancy him if I went out with him, but
that's what I mean. This is what I'm trying to say. You can build something up in your head to be something not, just because it's that thing that you've just never explored. And I bet you if you went on one date with him and you're like, nah, I don't really like him, it would never be in your mind. But if you don't say anything now, it'd be in your mind forever. So you got to.
Bleep, if you're listening, I fancy you.
I'll do it for you if you want.
Oh, I bet you will. No, thank you. But I get it. It's hard. Like, and I feel like you've had that little moment with him. And if you do really like him, yeah, like life's too short. And like, I think you just need to understand where both their heads are at. And also like, I'd speak to your friend first and just be like, I do really fancy this guy. What went on with you guys? Like, are you a thing or is it just really casual? Like, how do you feel about him? You know, I didn't say anything because I was just keeping it quiet. And now it's obviously a bit awkward because you've got with him, but like, what's the deal?
Yeah, I think so. I always think you regret it when you don't, honestly. And I just think as well, it just becomes a big thing in your head and something that you would probably let go of after a couple of days if you'd said something. Do you know what I mean? If you don't,
yeah,
been there, world slog, you know, and then you just got, and then the time passes and then it's too much time has passed, so then you can't say anything.
Yeah.
And so I think just bite the bullet, be brave, speak to your friend first, gauge what's happening. If you think, you know, they're going to get married and that, you know, and it's a close friend, and then maybe keep your mouth shut if you think that, you know, it doesn't matter that much. But
yeah,
then you gauge it and your friend's quite casual and everything's kind of casual, and then say to him, like, you know, even like, I know we've had a little flirt, should we go out on a date? Should we just do it? Collected way of doing it, rather than like, oh my God, I really like you, I've liked you for ages. You don't have to do that. Make a move if you think there might be something in it.
Also, like, yeah, you have flirted. You were out in the pub, held hands. That's quite like an intimate thing. Yeah, bring it up in a bit of a lighthearted, jokey way.
Mm-hmm. Do my old faithful. Okay, so when are you taking me out?
Oh yeah, that one.
It works every time, lady. It works every time.
Nice.
The friend zone, yeah. I imagine they just, I love that I said that. I imagine as if like it never happened to me. I mean, it's as if they are going to friend zone. Yeah, I think you'll know straight away, because like there's no denying, like, you know what I mean? Like there's no like misinterpreting a situation, none of that. It's like, are you taking me out? And if they're like, oh no, you know, we're just pals, whatever, then they have no choice but to just tell you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on, Phil, you try it.
Oh no. No, I'm biding my time with this, because I do see him sometimes and I'm like, I'll just, yeah, I want to like have a drink with him, be in an environment where there's alcohol. Does that sound bad? I just mean to like, you know, be a bit more
relaxed.
Because I can't tell if anything he says is flirting. That's what I can't work out. And usually I can kind of tell. I don't know if they're just a bit of a...
So flirty that everything he says sounds a bit like...
I don't know. I think I'm just bigging it up in my head, to be honest.
Bet you go on one date with him and you're like, nah. Bet you. I bet you.
I'll just miss my chance. And then I'll be like, that was silly. Because it's not even like... I'm not that bothered about him at all. But it's more just like, oh, you know, he'll probably get in another relationship. And then that'll be that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, why do you not? I don't know.
But honestly, babe, what is it? The philosophers say you miss 100% of the chances that you didn't take.
Wow. Beautifully.
You're welcome. Said. You're welcome.
I'm and with just that, like, you can take that advice, Olivia, and I think you're going to flourish. Best of luck.
Trust me. What you got to lose, that's why I always think of these situations. Sometimes we just overhype it. Like, what you got to lose?
Yeah, realistically, it'll all be fine.
It's just not that deep.
Go for your life, Olivia. Have some conversations. Keep it quite lighthearted. And hopefully you'll find out, at least anyway. It's better to know whether there's anything there or not.
Yeah, it is. And then you're not second guessing yourself.
Exactly.
And Soph's going to do it too, Olivia. So you'll be in it together. How nice is that?
Yeah, about that. But yeah, give us an update, Olivia, if you can. That would be great.
Oh, I'd love an update on this one. And also, thank you so much for listening to Extra Lift Me with myself, of course, Robin Richford and Sophie Brown. And no hiccups, so we're doing good.
Oh yeah, good point. God, got rid of them quick. All done.
Concentration, babe. It's the concentration.
Concentration. But yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Keep sending them in. You can send them in to us if you want on our personals at Robin Richford with a Y or at Sophie Hochschild Brown or the Instagram at The New Scripted Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we'll be back again next Tuesday. And of course, please do subscribe, rate and review, whatever you're listening. It helps us more than you can ever imagine. We'll see you Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.